from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's always trying to. Did I just say podcast? I do sometimes say, hey, this time for the podcaster. Whoever was a podcaster, it'd be say, hey, kiss your shoulders, hold your hands, stroke, you know, have your thumb stroke the other thumb, something comforting and loving that you could do for yourself. So go ahead. It's time for the oddcaster, who's also a podcaster, not a podcaster, but I do say, hey, kiss your shoulders every once in a while and say, great job. Great job being human. Great job being shoulders. Love you. This is a podcast based in love, but really it's here to put you to sleep. And, you know, words, it's time for the podcast. You just got awkward, but I'm here to put you to sleep. It's time for Sleep With Me, podcast to put you to sleep. And I'd love it if you're a regular listener, and you fall, especially if you fall asleep really fast, to check out our sponsors at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. If you can't do it right now, when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, go ahead. I know you got usually you have your phone in your hand anyway. So go ahead and open it up. Check out one of our sponsors or spread the word about one of them. It's what helps keep the show free for everybody. Thanks so much. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to this show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Luxe, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Luxe collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which which one is going to fit you and your body. You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, one part of the podcast I need you to hear. Because it's the people that took action, keep the podcast free for everybody. I want to thank Joey, who found the podcast on Delta, tagged Delta. Thank you, Joey. Sophia, who checked out Mint Mobile, got a great Mint Mobile plan. And Dawn, who placed the order from Brooklyn and tagged me on Twitter about it. Thank you so much, Joey, Sophia, and Dawn. If you want to be a part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, you know, let me know. Instagram or Twitter are great places. Tag the sponsor, tag me. Let me know you supported them so I can thank you on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. You can find this week's sponsors in the show notes or over at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors or all our current sponsors and Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out in this podcast. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
So proud that we could dance,
dance
to be part of Night Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. And I just want to let everybody know, you know, over the holidays in the U.S. or over the holiday season coming up here around the world, let people know about podcasts. You don't have to let them know about Sleep With Me, but let them know about the podcasts you listen to and you enjoy. Maybe help them find a podcast they're interested in. You know, show them how to do it on their phone or their device. It's a huge help. Everybody, I mean, really, there's a percentage of people that'll never listen to a podcast, but most everybody will benefit from something. It'll just be more, it might be entertaining, it might be informative, it might be life-changing. So, just spread the word about podcasts over the holidays. Thanks so much, and what do you say we get on with the show? Hey, everybody, I just wanted to give you a heads up. This is Scoots. This episode here is an all-intro episode. We put these out around major holidays just because they're super popular with listeners. So if you really enjoy these all-intro episodes, $10 and up patrons get them twice a month, extra ones. But this is just an intro after intro after intro, kind of a fun thing for those of you that fall asleep fast or don't. It's a bit surreal too. So intro after intro after intro. I hope you're gonna have a great Thanksgiving holiday if you're here in the U.S. I'm really thankful for all of you that listen to the show and that share kindness with me and share support. I really, really appreciate it. Or if you're out there just listening and enjoying the show, I really do appreciate that so much. So thank you and happy Thanksgiving. I'm very thankful to be able to make this podcast for you and that it helps you get some rest or take your mind off stuff or keep you company. I'm really honored. Thanks. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's the thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, like, you know, travel, whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thinking, thought-based stuff. It could be physical-based, physical feelings, emotions. It could be a situation, like you're on the road or something. Whatever it is, I'm going to try to, like, I don't know if you can sense it. I'm trying to craft and smooth out this safe place where I can take your mind off of whatever that is, where you could let your shoulders relax. I'm going to brush here. I'm going to brush the dirt off your shoulders here. And the other things I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, yet creaky, dulcet tones, rusty meanders. As Paul Bay from The Big Loop likes to say, creaky meanders even. Also dusty. My meanders are probably dusty too. And I say, how'd they get so dusty? They say, well, you've never dusted them. And I say, still, they're just sitting around here, meandering. I don't know how they got dust on them. Does that happen to anybody else? Anybody, anyone? You say, how'd that get covered? Like, I have a plant. Okay, let's come back to that. The dusty plant. There's a book already written and could already write itself. The dusty plant. Okay, maybe that'll be an episode coming up. Okay, where was I? I didn't mention my affinity for Paul Bay, Big Loop Podcast. But that doesn't... Oh, the intro. Oh, what I'm going to do if you're new, I'm going to try to keep you company while you fall asleep. Now, this podcast doesn't work for everybody. But give it a few tries. You might at first try to figure it out or expect it to be more mystical or magical. And it'd say, well, you'll be in for a ride. It'll be a confusing ride. Kind of like one of those rides where you're like, did the ride start? They say, okay, everybody exit the ride. And you say, did that ride ever start? I don't know. And they say, yeah, it was a simulator. And you say, well, what'd you simulate? Because I didn't sense anything happening. This podcast, I noticed some new people sometimes that when you first get here, naturally you want to figure out what's going on. And you could try, but try to figure it out from a little bit more comfortable position. I don't know if you can hear the way my voice is changing. I'm moving my shoulders around. You don't need to do that, but I'm doing it. Why? I don't know why. Because I said, I don't know, I was trying to simulate... I don't usually move my shoulders when I'm relaxing, but it actually it kind of is relaxing here. But anyway, if you're new, give it a few tries. Here's the structure of the show. So here's what to expect. First few minutes of the podcast are business. That's how we keep the show going, because it takes 70, 90 hours a week to make the podcast. So it's definitely not magic. It's mostly like work, fun work sometimes, but... that keeps the show going. So sponsors and the patrons are the ones that enable that work. So thank you to them. And thank you for listening to that. Then we have in the credits of all the people that help out on the show too, of course. Then we have I'm always remiss. I'm sorry about that. But okay, so we have the credits and the sponsors and stuff. Then there's an intro. And we're probably like 4 minutes or so into the intro. Intros are around 12 minutes, where the goal, here's this sort of flow chart version. Won't flow. The goal of the podcast, so your one circle says, the goal of the podcast intro, introduce the podcast to new listeners and remind regular listeners that it's a safe place. And then that's when the lines start to get squiggly and swiggly. I don't know. It might be a little swiggly. That might be a new word for me. It also could be another yet another Muppet. I spent a lot of these intros inventing book titles and Muppets. I think Swiggly, though, was involved with Grimace and not the Muppets. Though that might have been the commercial arm of the Muppets. They were just brand, like they say, well, that's branded content. That's what they call it now. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you're new, that's one of the things. So the intro is me. It's kind of like your part of your pre-bedtime routine or your pre-sleep routine. You throw it on, you start brushing your teeth, and I'll kind of ramble. And you'll say, okay, safe place, crusty meanders, creek. No crusty meanders, believe me. No. That was a joke. Don't worry. Nothing crusty about this show. It's creaky and dusty and maybe symbolically rusty, but not crusty at all. So don't worry about that. Sorry about using that word and then reusing it. I'm trying to purge it from my brain. Yeah, but the meanders are like a long-winded way of me explaining the podcast, of reminding you the primary purpose is for it to be a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Yeah, but here's the next thing. Oh, wait, I was going to tell you about the structure, but let me switch to the... But here's the thing. It's not an active setting aside. I'll do the setting aside for you. So there's no pressure for you to pay attention. I'll say, hey, let me set that aside for you. I got a doily here and a coaster to put it on. And I'll rub that crust right off of there for you. You won't even notice it in the morning, so don't worry about it. So you don't need to pay attention to this podcast, but there's also no pressure to fall asleep. I say, hey, just give me your attention for a few minutes. You don't really need to listen to me, but I'll be here the whole time to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep, whether you wake up in the middle of the night or you're just having a little trouble getting settled in. I'm here to help. I'm your boyfriend. And so that's kind of the structure of the show. But I interrupted the structure of the show for some points. And then so there's the intro. Then there's the story portion where tonight we'll be talking about The Good Place. We'll be kind of recapping the details on the set and some factoids that came up. Fun fact, I got to look up most words in the dictionary. Some stuff that came up in the episode, but in a really sleepy, meandering way. This is a good place to sleep. Then the show ends with some thank yous. There's also business between the intro and the story part. So that's like the structure of the show. And I'm here to help. And you say, what qualifies you to tell bedtime stories? Well, I have dusty plants, as I said. I did just like and honestly, I don't know what to do about it. If one thing about podcasts is you can be vulnerable and relatable, this is the truth. I have a plant and it's dusty, and it's a plant with a lot of leaves. It's some sort of, I think it's a bush, but it's some sort of flowering thing. And I got it at the store. And it has a lot of leaves. And they said, this one does really well under most circumstances. And I've been trying to keep it watered and talk to it. And I've been relocating it. And then recently I took a look at it and I said, its leaves were pretty dusty. And I have an air filter that I took, like whatever you call that thing. Because I like my window open. I like a breeze, of course, but I had my air filter hadn't changed out, so I didn't have that running. So that's probably where the dust came from, was outside, inside, or something. And maybe there's something you could relate to in here. So we'll just talk, we'll pretend this is just a metaphor. Unfortunately, it's not for me, but, And at first I said, well, you're pretty dusty. So I said, let me move you closer to the window. And actually, sometimes you can be empowered. I said, okay, what I need is one of those misters. That'll take care of the dust if I get a mister. And even in a world where there's like, you can talk to a speaker and order things and get on the internet, for some reason, sometimes for me, at least, this can seem like an incredible task. And this is not, I'm not playing this up. I said, where the heck am I going to get a mister? I'll have to go to the hardware store to do that. Now, meanwhile, there's a family-owned, not my family doesn't own it, but a family-owned hardware store right by where I do my grocery shopping, but they have different parking lots. So I said, well, then I have to go How am I going to even get to that? In this, you know, going in a hardware store. So you got to feel so hard, you know. I'll never get a mister. And they said, okay, Scoots, we got to go to the big grocery store. Let's put it on a shopping list. Maybe they have a mister, like a spray bottle with a mist setting, not just a spray bottle, because I've made that mistake before with mistability. But maybe they have one of those at the grocery store. And then I said, well, then I got to make a grocery, then I make a shopping list. I said, well, you just tell the speaker, you know, then the speaker makes a shopping list. I said, oh, okay, I think I could do that. I think this is called reparenting or something. And I said, so I did that. And then I was at the grocery store and I had a couple other things because I don't like going to the regular grocery store. It's just too much going on and too many brands. It's no wonder these can stick around. I mean, when I was a kid, I was amazed that there's an entire aisle of sugared cereals. But now I say, just kind of, you know, whatever. So, but I got there and I checked the app and I said, oh, a spray bottle. Before we go, let me check and see if there's a spray bottle. And talk about synchronicity. Lo and behold, not only was there a spray bottle, it was the last one. It had instructions printed on the bottle, and it did describe its ability to mist. And it was a smaller bottle, which was nice, because I said, well, I'm just going to use this to spray some plants. Maybe, ideally, I would watch a YouTube video first to learn how to spray plants. I didn't do that, though. And so that was a victory. I would say it was both a moral and emotional victory. You had to spray bottle home. Now, this had been, now, meanwhile, time had elapsed. I'm like, shorting things. So since the first time I noticed the dust, time had elapsed since I got this sprayer. I'm just packaging it in a meandering story because it's even longer than a meandering story. And so then I filled it up with water, tested some misting out. I misted some of the other plants that weren't as dusty. And I said, what are you doing right that this other plant's doing? You know, I love how your leaves don't accept dust so easily. And then I got to old Dusty the plant, and I misted it. And I said, I hope that gets... I'm sorry. It's just so, like, sometimes you see your thought process and you're like, man, this is pretty ridiculous when you talk about it out loud. But I said, I hope misting this will make all these dust problems go away. Alas, it did not, but it did. I think the plant did say, hey, thanks for that mist. It felt pretty good. And I think it did pocket some, like, it did cause the dust to concentrate. So I think what I got to do is, like, wipe off the dust. Nobody told me this when I was at the grocery store, Trader Joe's buying this plant. They said, hey, by the way, you're about to, you know, this isn't just all, you know, you're all or nothing thinking about plants. There's going to be some middle roads here. And some plants get dusty. And you think was that a John Denver song that he sang with one of the Muppets? I think some plants get dusty. And this hair's a dusty plant. That was a classic. And I guess I didn't learn the life lesson. And some plants have to be wiped. I think that would have been the better song for me. So I will wipe that plant eventually. If the plant can hear me, eventually I'll wipe you. Don't worry. But it is a lot of leaves. So I'm going to have to think about that for a while. And that meandering story is why that's what qualifies me to make a sleep podcast. Because this is the kind of things... You can see what I must be thinking about late at night instead of sleeping. If this is how, these are the these are just the minor challenges I'm confronted with. But at the time, they do seem pretty major. I mean, and if you can relate to me, I really feel for you. Or if you have someone in your life, you could say, wow, really, you have an emotional impact from a dusty plant. I said, but not just, I mean, yeah, like 6 weeks of emotional impact. And now I've shared it with the world. Luckily, I know you listeners well enough to say there's other people with dusty plants out there. I'm not alone. And you're not alone. Whether it's a dusty plant or a leaky pipe, or you're in a hotel, or the person you love is out of town, or you're dealing with something, I'm here to help. And this, while this podcast doesn't help everybody, you know, I'm trying to be the friend to the people I can, and a distracting, goofy friend to take your mind off stuff. Because to be honest, like, you're better off sleeping than thinking about the friggin' dust on your plants. And that was like the unreleased deluxe version. That was like the last thing when John Denver, they switched from acoustic. The River Bottom, a Funtime band, came in and they did an electric third verse where they said, just go to bed, forget the friggin' dust on the plants. You know, there's, I think that's what they said. Or maybe it was like a band battle where John Denver versus the River Bottom Funtime band. Anyway, I'm here to help. That's my point, because I've been there. And I really, truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. I'm going to give it my best shot. Give the podcast a few tries if you're new. See if it helps. I'm glad you're here. I appreciate your time. And I work very hard. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. All right. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, stuff that's keeping you awake, something, you know, the event, or just like generalized, you know, whatever's keeping you awake, mumbles. Not being able to get your thoughts out. Sometimes not being able to be heard or understood. I don't know if that happens to you, but it happens to me. But whatever it is, I'd like to take your mind off that. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use the lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, rusty meanders, faded sleep dust, extra ahs and ahs, and plenty of other things. I'm going to try to keep you company here. Smooth out a safe place, rub it out, pat it, do rubbing and patting motion like you do, like the comedy, they say, can you rub your head and pat your feet or whatever they say? I think that's a test to determine if you're a droid or not. I know BB-8 can't do that, but whatever it is, I'm here to help you fall asleep. And if you're new, let me give you the structure of the show. And let me just give you a heads up. This podcast is a bit different if you're new. So give it a few tries. I'm not asking you to reserve or withhold judgment till you've given a few tries. But just keep in your mind, it's a bit different. It's not so much sensible and clear and understandable. It's very silly and goofy. And as I say, I got creaky dulcet tones. And they do grow. Here's what the funny thing about the podcast is that I've learned from listeners is my creaky dulcet tones, they grow on you as they put you to sleep. And my humor, people become quickly immune to it. And then they fall asleep. They say, well, I kind of smile. But sometimes when people first listen, because they're so surprised. I don't think I'm actually trying to be too hard to be funny. I'm just being myself. But don't worry. Once you get to know me, you won't laugh out loud at me. You'll just kind of give a knowing smile as you drift off into dreamland. So if you're new, give it a few tries. The structure show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the podcast free. And actually, the way we keep it free is the listeners that either go to our website or become a patron and support sponsors. So thank you to everyone doing that. That's how the podcast stays free. Then we have an intro. The intros are around 12 minutes or so. And when I say or so, I mean anywhere from 9 to 17 minutes, so maybe more. And where I try to make a metaphor about the podcast and describe, make like tell new listeners about the podcast in a concise way. And since I don't do that, then I just kind of just talk and try to get to the point, and I get distracted. So yeah, that's the rusty meander part. And so that's the intro, kind of a show within a show. A lot of people listen to it as they're getting ready for bed, or I'm hearing from more and more people that listen to it. We get a little during the day if you need a little chill out session in traffic or something, you know, comes up at work. You say, okay, let me listen to a little Scoots. Some people skip the intro, and those are the people that kind of are usually patrons or they support the sponsors. But some people just skip the intro, go straight to the story. Some people fall asleep during the intro. So that's the intro part. Then there's a bedtime story part. Tonight's where we're going to be talking to a butterfly, who's been on the show quite a few times, Bernie the Butterfly. We'll be talking to Bernie. And you'll get to know Bernie first. So if you don't know who Bernie the Butterfly is, don't worry, I'll explain it to you. And that'll be about 45 minutes. Then the show ends with some thank yous and good nights. And in between the intro and the story is some business too. So that's the structure of the show. Even though it's a podcast to put you to sleep, there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here the whole time to keep you company. And like I'll be here like your friend talking to you. As you drift off in a dreamland at your leisure, walking at your side, sitting near your bed or across, you know, far away from your bed, whatever you wish, or in another room, and you'll be able to hear me through the walls. You know, kind of like if you were a kid and your parents were watching a show you had no interest in and it was loud enough that you could hear it in your room. And so you didn't really care because it was like, I don't know what that show that would have been for me. A Dynasty or something, and I probably missed out. I said, holy, you know, potential plot lines and crushes and things, and or Dallas, or I think there was one other one, but, you know, I was just asleep, so I just hear, you know, murmuring through the walls, but it wasn't like they were watching something like Remington Steele that I said, I can't believe my mom's watching Remington Steele. Why can't I stay up late enough to watch Remington Steele? Or Moonlighting. Those are all old shows, so don't worry about it if you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean, though, the experience of murmuring television that's right on that spectrum where it doesn't get on your nerves. That's what I'm shooting for. Now, I don't hit that target for everybody, but that's what I kind of mean. Like, sometimes there's sounds in the night, and that's what this podcast is trying to replicate, where you could just lie there and you listen with like something on the positive side of neutral, where you say, okay, I'm just in the moment here. I'm lying here and I can hear the sound of the TV, or maybe it's some other sound outside, or maybe it's this podcast. And you say, well, I'm kind of relaxed, almost like a third party observer, which in observing Scoots's brain from the outside is quite the experience. And eventually the thing is you're just observing me, and I engage you just enough that you observe me, but not so much that you say, well, I can't stop watching this. This podcast is not riveting, so you could just lie there and drift away. So there's no pressure to fall asleep. There's no pressure to listen, and I'll be here the whole time. And one of the reasons I'm there is because I've been there. And sometimes it's because I can't sleep because I'm thinking. Sometimes I can't get my temperature correctly. Sometimes it's whatever. You know, sometimes you just don't feel great. It's a kind of neutral way to state it. And you say, huh, you can't quite put my finger on it. I don't know if that's malaise. It's been a while since I've talked about malaise. which is kind of like I think malaise is a nice word because it's not too intense. It's just the right amount. And also, I'm not positive what it means. And there's also a lot of jokes that I haven't said about malaise that now I can reuse. Like if you go to a Renaissance fair, you could say good afternoon, malaise, instead of, and you, it doesn't even have to be, it could be a fun way instead of saying whatever, my ladies or whatever. Or yeah, if you go to like a bridge hour, or you're hosting any bingo at like a local retirement community, not that you could just call everybody malaise, or if you're going to have snack and some chips, you could say, you're looking very tasty, malaise. Also, if that company wants to pay me millions of dollars for that, maybe I'll think about it. Or you could say something like, me thinks me going me lays down. That sounds a little too, that's too goofy for me. Me lays. Or if I think maybe the funniest thing, or did I talk about this? Like if you had lasers, if your best friend was a laser, you'd say malaise. It's me and that could be your like autobiography too. Me and malaise. Who's a famous laser figure in laser history? Really, I mean, my brain is not going to come up with an answer, but I mean, I know they're working on that in the movie Real Genius, but that was fiction. That's the closest laser history I know. But like if your best friend was the actual laser, you'd say, it's just me and my lays. That's an informal, I don't know if that's a gerund, but, it's informal. Like otherwise you'd say, my laser. And I think my brother, I think this has probably come up the last time I was talking about malaise is I know a couple of people with the last name Kaiser. And one of them is my brother's friend. His nickname was Laser Kaiser. And I was friends with his cousin, Kyle. And the Laser Kaiser, he said, if he was my friend, I'd call him Malaise, you know. Yeah, but here's something to think about. Think about befriending. How about building, you know, the world we want to see? How about befriending some lasers? And I'm not talking about those. Well, maybe not. I mean, maybe I shouldn't... start pointing fingers at laser pointers, but those kind of do get on my nerves. But maybe you say, hey, malaise, let's find a better use for you. And someone did because they made those Christmas lasers. So I guess, I don't think I used that this holidays because I did have those Christmas lasers up, bought them in July of 2015. No, maybe 2014. Didn't use them in 2015 or 2014. No, I did. 2015, I didn't use them. But 16 and 17, I did. Only in 2016 did my neighbor complain about it, the upstairs neighbor, and said, could you keep those lasers out of my apartment? And I just kind of gave him a look like that. It just sounded like that. This is the Christmas lasers. I could try, but I can't make any promises, you know, because, you know, Santa and stuff like that. But here's the thing. That's why I make the podcast. If malaise means what I think it is, I'm familiar with that. And I got a case of it this week unanchored. I said, where did this come from? Not feeling, you know, not so hot is the way I'd say, and I'm doing a lot of writing in the morning, in the night. So I say, once you put that stuff on paper, you say, oh yeah, like, that looks like you spilled some malaise all over that page. And I don't know, I guess I'm sympathetic, both to the little boy that lives inside me, figuratively, of course, and, the literal one, who I am, but for you, if you're sleepless, and maybe it's something unrelated to any of that, maybe it's just a one night only thing, you're on a trip or whatever, I feel for you, because I think you deserve a good night's sleep, and without a lot of hassle or rigmarole. And even when you're in a kind of the malaise zone, as I can, I guess when I use it, when I'm re-empowering it by thinking about walking the streets with a cool laser and elbowing each other and laughing, I feel pretty good about malaise all of a sudden. So maybe I just have to do podcast intros. But it's true, by helping you, I think it gives me a little space to say, hey, man, you're not the only person, because you're not either. And I want you to get a good night's sleep, and I hope I can help. It doesn't work for everybody. Like I say, and 99% of listeners say, give it a few tries. See if it works for you, but I really hope it does. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thank you for coming by. Hey, everybody, I want to do a little bit of a friendly competition here. You know, one huge way to help the show is to spread the word and ask people to actually subscribe in Apple Podcasts or whatever app, Google Podcasts or whatever app they choose to subscribe in, Spotify or whatever. And I wanted to just make a friendly competition. That's a huge way to support the show, is just to let people know and say, hey, check out this podcast, subscribe to it. And right now, Australia, Iceland, Malta, and New Zealand are where the show is growing most. So thanks to everybody in Australia, New Zealand, Iceland, and Malta. Holy mackerel. And I'd like to see, we'll do this for the rest of the summer. And then as we did when Sweden took the title a couple of years ago, I'll figure out something fun to do. So any other country in the world, you know, you start spreading the word wherever you are. And we'll see it reflected. And, you know, keep up the good work there, Malta, Iceland, Sweden, and New Zealand. Thank you. Great way to help the show. And let's see how it goes. Thanks, everybody. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, feelings emotionally that are coming up, physical sensations, or any other stuff. You know, you might be traveling, you might have work, like changes in schedule, whatever it is. I'd like to take your mind off of that, to distract you. And if you're new, give this podcast a few tries. It's a little bit different, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but I'm here to try to help. I do have creaky dulcet tones and pointless meanders, which not everyone enjoys. But, you know, take a breath. I'm here to help. What I'm going to do is set up the show for you. And by set it up, I kind of mean more of a pratfall of, like, someone built something with blocks, and then I say, oh, let me help you finish setting that up. And then I fall, you know, I knock all the blocks down by accident. Just by my own walking around. I say, oh, but yep, let me help you reset those up then. So if you're new, give this podcast a few tries. What I'm going to do is try to create a safe place, because I want you here. I want you to feel treated with dignity and respect. And this podcast really emanates from my deep belief you deserve a good night's sleep. Because I've been there as early as last night, not being able to fall asleep. Or, oh, this is one of my favorite ones. When you fall asleep for like 18 minutes and then you wake back up and you say, that's when it's real. That's when it's really not funny. Because you say, how did I fall? I had trouble falling asleep. Then I fell asleep. But then I woke up and I can't remember, say, oh boy. But that's why I make this show, because I've been there. I know what it's like. And I'd like to help those of you that can. So what I'm going to do is attempt to earn your trust with that safe place. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use these creaky dulcet tones, rusty meanders, faded sleep dust that I got, you know, aftermarket at a, you know, 99-cent store sleep dust. It was a bargain, so I bought it in bulk. Also, I bought some on eBay, too. I said, is it, when you say it's a lot of sleep dust, like, is that wordplay? Or does that mean a lot? And that one, I actually got a call with a sand person, but we'll come back to that. So if you're new, let me tell you about the structure of the show. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going. You can find out what all that is at our website, supermepodcast.com. It's integral to keeping the show going. Then we have an intro, which we're, you know, a few minutes into. Usually the intro is around 12 minutes. It's kind of a show within a show or a pre-show that you fall asleep during. I don't know how, there are some rides at theme parks that aren't super exciting, or like a short before a kids movie. And I have done this before, especially if you get a good priced matinee ticket and you say, well, I'm just here to take you to the movies. I am going to fall, nowadays, most of the animated films are pretty good to fit all tastes. But occasionally you'll go to one and you'll say, well, I think I'm going to sleep this one out. And that's what the intro kind of is. You say, well, I think I'll sleep this podcast episode out. And I say, well, that's good, because the intro is where I try to earn your trust, make you feel welcome, and then lose your attention. Or some people use it while they're winding down. They're getting ready for bed. They're brushing their teeth. They're prepping, you know, their sheets and their pillows and their blankets. And it's nice to have a bedtime routine, and I'd be proud to be a part of yours. And sprinkle that creaky dulcet sleep dust on there. So that's the intro. Then tonight we'll have our episodic modular serial series, Nuns in Space, The Stand Chronicles. Or The Stand Chronicles from Nuns in Space, and I'll explain that, you know, that's serial and, modular and episodic, with a spritz of serial on there, so you can start it anywhere you wish, and I'll fill you in on all the details before the episode, and then there's some thank yous at the end. So it's the structure of the show. Between the intro and the podcast episode is some more business. Again, that's how we keep the show going. And so that's the structure show. Here's a couple of things you might need to know if you're new. You don't need to listen to me. And what I mean by that is you could consume the podcast how you wish. I'm just here to help. I'm just here to try to do my part. And my part is to kind of take your mind off stuff to rant. I'll talk about buying sleep dust on eBay and at 99-cent stores if I can. If I craft that into a metaphor for the podcast, but you're under no pressure to listen to me. You can reflectively listen. You can barely listen, or you can listen all the way through. I'm going to be here. I'm your boar friend. I'm your boar bud, your boar sib, your boar bestie forever. And I'm here to sit by your bedside, just like you'd catch somebody on the phone or a chat app, and you'd be chatting away. To kind of pass the time.
All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So, yeah, like that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, yeah, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, or and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback. Feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support, support at supercast.com. and good night.